Jamie McQueen, who is the executive director of the Clarinda Economic Development Corporation, tells KCSI KOAK Radio that efforts are underway to expand career and technical education through Iowa Western Community College and local employers.
Zach Nunn's office gave a substantial amount of money to Iowa Western.
Good.
That will go towards the CTE programs. And so I've been working with, I'm on the advisory council for Iowa Western, specifically for economic development and CTE, to offer opportunities to those kiddos that don't necessarily want to go to a four-year college and maybe want to just get a certificate or...
I love that. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listened. Do you pay attention to Mike Rowe at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the conversation that he had? I don't remember who he was having with. Maybe Sean Ryan. I don't remember.
Recently, he was on Sean Ryan.
About...
I have not listened to that one yet.
Those people that are in the trades, if they stick with it, will be millionaires. Because how AI is going to change the corporate structure in the corporate world,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to necessarily change the trades because that's hands.
Mm-hmm.
So he is foreseeing that these tradesmen are going to become millionaires.
Yes.
I mean, if you consider you can get a certificate and license with the state of Iowa for an electrician and you can be 24 years old or five or one or what, however, mm-hmm. you know, and you can walk out with an $80,000 paycheck a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're in desperate need of those trades.
Oh, because, you know, you just think a lot of the trades now, the people that are in those are many toward the latter part of their career or
exactly.
nearing retirement.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge number of those.
Exactly.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I was talking with Josh Wyman, the owner of Shores.
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting
He's a good one.
He is.
Yeah.
And he's putting that addition onto the shop. Mm-hmm. And he got creative, and he is awarding scholarships to those who want to become an auto tech. And so he'll pay for their schooling so that they'll come back and work.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, sometimes we have to get creative to get those employees because they're, you know, few and far between.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about those types of things that are happening. Jade Hagee at Wallen Plumbing does an excellent job helping kiddos get into the plumbing and the HVAC world. And he is also on the advisory council and, you know, kind of sees what the needs are coming up and
mm-hmm.
Working with the high school on the CTE program there at the high school, but then also the partnership at Iowa Western, the CDL program, the EMS program, the welding program, the mech tech, the SEAM program. There's so many opportunities, and to have, you know, somebody from our federal government acknowledge that and
yeah.
give some earmarks to our local community college, that's a big deal.
Again, Amy McQueen, the executive director of the Clarinda Economic Development Corporation, telling KCSI KOAK Radio that federal funding has been secured to expand career and technical education through Iowa Western Community College and local employers in the Clarinda community. Thanks to Amy McQueen for her time and that information to KCSI KOAK Radio.